All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of CarPod DM. I am your host, Nate Williams, in the flesh, and I'm accompanied by my, what can I say? The radiant, the freckled, the deceptionally tan, the pregnant, okay. My beautiful wife, Jen Williams. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, Jen. We are currently on our way to Lewis. Is that how you say it? Lewis, Delaware. In the heart of the country. It's not really the country, but there's nothing around there. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's correct.
It's a barren wasteland. But anyway, we're going there. Because unlike the barren wasteland, Jen is not barren. She is with child, and it's a glucose test. Can you explain to the listeners what the heck a glucose test is?
It essentially tests your blood sugar levels after you've had something sugary to drink.
Okay, and to prepare for this, what have you had to do?
I've had to fast.
Fasting, for those who are not privy to, means Jen hasn't eaten anything in a while. 8 hours? 10 hours at this point?
Since last night around 9.
Okay, so we're looking at 12 hours. Yeah, wow. Typically, what would you be eating right now if you weren't fasting?
Granola with a banana and some yogurt.
I'm sorry that you cannot eat. But this is all for in the name of science, or you know, whatever it's called. So, I'm excited because you're gonna pass this test. Am I right?
Yeah, it was close last time, so
she's gonna pass it.
Able to pass this time.
And it's a 3-hour test. So we brought some. I brought my Kindle. I brought my laptop. So I am ready to be stuck in an office for 3 hours.
Yeah, we have to sit there.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, clearly this episode is not about fasting. By the way, I remember that we fasted one time when we were trying to decide. I think there were two different times that we did a fast. I think the first time was when we were deciding to take the job in Texas. Do you remember that? I think towards the end, I think it was a 3-day situation. I think towards the end, I was like, did God say anything to you? And you're like, no. And you said, did he say anything to you? And I was like, no. And so then we did a pros and cons list that we saved for a while. Did we throw that away?
Probably. I'll save things like that. You'd be getting attached.
Yeah, it's sentimental. Jen's like, trash. Birthday card, trash.
Trash.
Yeah, it's quick to go to the rubbish bin if you're in the UK. Okay, so you really do be throwing stuff away. My mom's the same way. When we were kids, if we left our shoes out, like we would kick our shoes off as soon as we got in the house, and they'd be gone sometimes, and my mom would just be like, I threw them away. You kept leaving your shoes out, I threw them away. And we're like, are you serious? And she had put them in our room. But as a little kid, you're thinking, my mom just threw my shoes away. So I think that you're going to be that type of mom.
I probably actually throw them away.
Oh, yeah. No. We can always get some new ones. Trash. Didn't I tell you? It's like, Mom, I'm 27.
Still trash. I bought those myself. Still.
Trash. Garbage. I told you twice. Okay. So... we've got a 26-minute drive ahead of us, and I thought we could play none other than our favorite on the road game. Ask random questions to one another and see what the response will be. Patent pending on that name. Feels a little clunky. Okay, I'm going to pass the game to you. That's what I went back in for.
I almost just asked if you could stop there so I could get something to eat.
Wow. It's in your heart. All right, I'm going to pass the game to you.
Great.
The game is called Versailles? Versace?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know. It's something French.
That's round
Yeah, something like that. I have no idea how to actually say it. But, okay, so we're kind of on round three, but I was wondering if you wanted to go back to round one. Round three and four questions weren't great. And so I was wondering if you wanted to go back to round one and ask those questions, because it's since changed, because we're 2 months removed, or at least, from it. Or
we can already done those questions.
True. So do you want to pull some up on your phone instead?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, I know you're juggling a couple of things there.
It's morning. This isn't a good combo. At all. And you just threw a mic in my face.
I did. I did toss one in your face. Thank you for always being willing to sacrifice for the people listening.
You're welcome.
Shout out to Lauren. I don't know if you know this, Lauren Moretta. She'll, when she's listening to one of these episodes, she'll like text me a play-by-play, which I think is very sweet. She's like, "You can tell me if you hate it." No, I'm cool with that type of honesty. I was like, no, keep it going.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and shout out to Ray Vaughn and his wife for listening as well. Shout out to y'all. Also, as always, shout out to, it seems to be our number one fan, Andrew Straw. I think you're on the way to work probably at this point. Shout out to you, sir. And shout out to Borderlands 3. If you guys play, my gamer tag is at Nate Loves Jen. We played all hours of the night, and that explains my sleeping schedule and possible sleep apnea. Okay, you got some questions?
Yep.
Okay.
If you could relive a year in your life, what age would you choose?
Oh, that's a good question. I think offhand, I think I would relive. At first I thought my senior year, because I didn't know.
Don't forget me.
No, listen, let me finish. Let me finish. At first, I thought my senior year, because I was like, oh, man, like, I didn't know that year would be the last time I saw a lot of those people. But then I thought, I don't even know those folks anyway. And then I thought, what supersedes that, I would go back and I would relive the first, I'd relive a year. Like the dating phase, like that excitement, I would go back to that. It's either two. The dating phase, so from the time that we first were like FaceTiming each other like nonstop,
yeah.
Or the very first year of our marriage. So I'd go back to wedding night.
I was going to say the same thing.
Really? But okay, you say them.
No, I was going to literally say the same things. Either when we were dating, because it was so much fun, and we dated for like almost a year exactly.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
So, that was really fun. But probably, I don't know, maybe the first year of being married.
Yeah, we spent a good amount of it. So, we got married in March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So, we had 6 months with our friends in Maryland as a married couple. And I think that, I mean, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I don't think there was any lack of hanging out with people, but I miss all those folks, and we were all together for those 6 months.
Great.
I ever hear the Office quote from Andy, Kev on Stage posted this maybe 2 days ago, but Andy Bernard said from The Office, for those who like The Office, Zoe doesn't, but here we are. He said, "I wish that you were living in the good old days. I wish that you could know you were in the good old days before you left them."
Yep.
Which is, that's deep, Andy. That's very deep. So I think that those 6 months were fun friend-wise, and we got to be a newlywed couple, get to relive our honeymoon in New York, which was really fun. Okay, that's my answer. What else you got?
Okay.
Did you have anything to add?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What physical features of mine do you hope that our kids receive? Good one, right?
Yeah, that is a good one. I think you have pretty eyes. Your eye shape and the color. You think that you have...
What shape are my eyes?
They're almondy.
I've never really known.
Almond shaped.
Yeah, they are kind of almond shaped. They look like an exact almond.
Yeah. My sister and my brother, we all have very dark eyes, And so my sister Tiffany calls them poop brown. She says, we got poop brown eyes. which is hurtful.
They're that dark. You think they are.
Yeah, they don't look like
the same color.
Fecal matter. No, yours are lighter than mine. I hope they get your eye shape and color. What about you, my dear?
Your lips, your nose.
Okay, easy.
Your perfect skin. I have super sensitive skin, so it's always like rashy or inflamed. It really is. It really, really is.
Is it a constant state of fighting a rash?
Like on my cheeks or something. Like I have rosacea and it's just not good. Just like chronic redness.
True. I hope that they don't get that.
So white people things. And I just really hope they don't inherit those.
There's something else that you have. Is it high blood pressure?
Yes,
is that
hypertension?
Yeah.
Got that chronic hypertension.
Yeah.
Y'all got allergies, so.
Yeah, but
let's hope they get the best of both of us.
Yeah.
You're allergic to everything.
I was like, but what's allergies compared to? My heart's doing too much.
Yeah, no.
I'd prefer a sneeze. You know, I'd prefer a runny nose or an aversion to cats versus
over your heart working too hard.
Yeah, you got a irregular heartbeat. Yeah, let's hope they get the best. They get the best of both worlds,
yeah.
Like Hannah Montana.
Yeah, and your hands. You have the best nails ever.
Thank you.
Could be a man hand.
Here's
model.
The thing. Every time you say that, within the week, I hurt my hand.
You know, but it's true.
Yeah, so let's just stop saying it. So let's just say the compliment that will not be named.
Yeah.
Because every time you say it, I find a way to deeply wound my hand.
Yeah, it's true.
Seriously, I pulled on Facebook today. It had, like, you know how it does the flashback, like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was putting those chairs together, I sliced my finger and blood was like coming out.
Yeah.
And
you scar.
Yes,
you really
keloid.
Do. You scarred.
So black people thing. I scar real easily. So Jen just compliments me and I just hurt myself. It literally happens within the week. So I wouldn't be surprised if I brutally hurt my hand within 7 days from now.
I keloid as well. So I wonder if our child will be.
Probably.
You know the scar from my accident?
Yeah.
It's like keloid my thyroid scar.
I think my tattoos, and I have I have an X, an O, and 7 lines on my
arm. We can have to
arm.
Get a new line.
I know. I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's fun.
Pretty much the tattoo that I have on my left hand. Let me check. Yep. I got 6 slashes, like tally marks, and, you know, there's 5, and then there's 1 by itself, and so the 1 by itself, for me, represented me, and the other 5 were the other 5 members of my family, my older brother, my sister, my younger brother, and my parents. And so then when I married Jen, I added another line to my side of our family, and then when we have a child, I will add another line. So it'll be the 3 of us, and then my 5.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So that's that's my favorite tattoo that I have, the X and the O. They meant something at the time, not so much anymore. The X on my right hand is I'm a yes man, and that's something that Holly knows about me, my friend Holly. And so I wanted
our friend
Holly, excuse me.
Heavens
keep in mind, for like 11 to 12 years, Holly's birthday was yesterday. I was trying to count out how long we've been friends. I think I met her 2009 or 2010, so...
It's been a long time.
11 years, if not 12 years of friendship.
Yeah.
That I've been saying, my friend Holly. So, excuse me. It's tough to break a 12-year habit.
It's fine. She's my friend as well.
True. The X on the right hand is to remind me that I can say no. On my dominant hand, my go-to is a yes. And I think I've been better at saying no.
Yeah.
Not because of the tattoo, but because of you. You make it very easy for me to say no. Because I think of the family now versus me, myself. So, hey, Nate, can we give you $10 for that video? No. No, you can't. Next question, please.
Have you ever been in a studio audience for a TV show?
I have not. Have you?
I don't think so, no.
True. Next question. I'd like to, though. That'd be cool.
They do this, like, I don't think it was for, like, an actual live production.
Yeah.
But I sat into, it was like, Want to Be a Millionaire or something in Disney World. They do like, I think it was more like a simulation though.
Okay.
Not like a live broadcast because none of the actual like people were there.
True.
And I was pretty young, so I can't remember, but I don't think so.
The closest I've been, I'm in a band, Breakfast, shameless plug, but we played on a local like public access TV station. And there was a cooking show before our segment, so we sat in the audience for that.
Oh, that's fine.
Does that count? I'd say that
counts.
Yeah,
and I just thought of something. When I went to New York with my class, junior and senior class,
yeah,
with my choir, we sang at Carnegie Hall. That was in 2009.
True.
And on that same trip, we went to see Usher live in... Something Garden.
Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
Really?
Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
And, we went and saw him play, and we were in the audience, and that was live on TV for,
true,
like, Good Morning America or something.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think I was outside. There was a ball drop somewhere when I was in high school. It was in New York, and Chris Brown was playing, and I think that we waited out. The girl I was dating at the time and her family went.
Oh, here we go.
No, I was 17.
Just kidding.
Continue.
Okay,
next
what
question.
Is If you had to do an extreme sport, what would you do?
Oh, wow. What?
What sports?
What constitutes?
Extreme?
Yeah. What?
I think
what's
skiing? Snowboarding? None of that sounds fun.
No.
If it's extreme, I'm out.
Yeah, I like the not so extreme sports.
Yeah,
like
I
golfing
don't think
or
I could
bowling.
Do an extreme one.
If you had to pick, though, I think that is being a race car driver relatively safe.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, it'd be cool to drive fast.
Yeah.
And not have you say it's 30. It's 35.
I still would.
It's 15. I'm like, girl, it's 100. This is the point of the game.
I would not bode well.
No.
With you being an extreme sportist.
No, that should be it. That should be
no
a type
way.
Of NASCAR. It should be husbands in their respective vehicles with their
wives in the car,
no, and you just try to go as fast as you can, and
get away with it.
The most you can go is 50. If
how
you had to pick one.
Before your wife says something.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
It wouldn't take me. You go 3 over and I'm
it's
like,
40.
Oh, you know what?
It's 40.
I think you're speeding.
Like, Jen, I'm currently going 40. It's 40. And there's a cop somewhere in this
right,
county.
Explain it to that guy.
You can't pick one? You can't pick an extreme?
I don't know what it's called, and I know this is not right, but it's like bobsledding?
Yeah. Jamaican bobsled team?
Yeah,
you push the thing
that.
And okay.
And you go around really fast.
Yeah.
But now that I feel like you could get really hurt on.
Oh, for sure. They definitely, based off the movie Cool Runnings, for those who are old enough to remember that.
You can get in a bad
you can hurt yourself.
So I don't think that part would be fun, but I do think that it would be really cool to go that fast on the snow. And I love the snow. It'd definitely be a snow sport, whatever it would be.
True. Okay.
Not skiing. Oh, no. Don't send me down a mountain on two little sticks.
No, I got you. All right, next question, please.
Okay. When is the last time that you read a magazine, played a CD, or read from a physical book?
Last time I read a magazine, I can't. I have no idea. Magazine. Maybe Christmas last year you were showing me a recipe in a magazine.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I signed up for a free subscription to Bon Appetit, I think.
That's the magazine that would feature my dad if he wins.
Yeah. We have a subscription for it, so it sends us one in the mail every month. And yeah, I read it every month because it's got good recipes in it and stuff.
Wait, we pay for that?
No, it's free. It came with that receipt scanner app thing that we used.
Oh, true? Okay.
I got enough points on it, and I got a free yearly subscription.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love that tart that I make is from a magazine recipe.
Oh, true?
Yeah.
CD, I can't think.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't we find a CD that had, like, weird Jamaican music?
Uh-huh, yeah. It was actually really good music.
It was, but, like, three songs in it would skip. It was, like, Spanish reggae.
Yes, it was.
It's a strange mix.
That's probably the last CD I've even ever seen.
Yeah, same. Oh, wait, I think your parents around Christmas time have me play, like, a... What was it?
Oh,
like,
yeah, chances are high.
What I forget what it's called. It's a Christmas album that your dad loves a whole lot and plays it every Christmas.
Is it The Carpenters?
No, it was like a lady. It's like, oh, so-and-so's Christmas album. My dad plays it every year. He just loves that album.
It's probably a Christian artist.
I don't know.
Natalie Grant?
I don't know.
Probably.
It's something like that. Somebody's Christmas album. And I think I played it one morning and
yeah.
Your parents were like, oh.
Okay, read a physical book last night for me.
True. A physical book. What was the last book that I...
Probably one of our murder mysteries late last year.
Yeah, probably. I have a Kindle, so I've been reading books not physically.
Right.
For a while. So, yeah, it's my assumption is one of those.
Okay, here's a good one. Which of your parents are you most like?
I thought I was most like my dad when I was younger. Because my dad was... And by younger, I mean, like, in my teenage years. My dad's, like, very upbeat. Has a lot of energy. I think I'm more like my mom, though. In my later years. And by later, I mean I'm 30. I think me and my mom have very similar temperaments. Whereas my dad just I think he just has more energy than me and my mom and all my siblings combined times two. So
yeah, he's an energetic guy.
Yeah, so I think more so like my mom, but I wouldn't have said that until
more recently.
Yeah, the past couple of years. What about you?
I think I'm a pretty even mix. My mom is really funny. She doesn't know that she's funny.
Yeah, she is funny. I've like laughed crying.
Yeah, she's hilarious because she's like in the moment funny. She's like,
yeah, situational humor.
Situational humor. Mm-hmm. Oh my word, she's so funny.
I'm trying to think of examples. I can't think of any. It's just like on the spot stuff. Something can happen and she'll just be like, wow. Well, for goodness sakes.
She has a strong southern accent, which just adds to all the amazingness.
You think we could get some cream with this coffee, but guess not. I guess we're going to starve. You're just like, oh my goodness.
It's so over the top. It's like Moira meets who else? I've heard. What's that show? It's like a family.
The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
The mom from the Goldbergs. Like, she's protective, but not like... not like helicopter mom, but will be if necessary.
Yeah.
And then over the top, like Moira.
Yeah. Your mom's great. Yeah.
From 0 to 100, like for sure. So I have a tendency to be like that. Like, I always say that she's a diva, which is true. But she's like, I don't even know how to explain my mom. I've never met anyone like her.
No, I can't. I'm trying to think of like some show. I mean, outside of... No, it's tough.
She's just so funny. I don't know. So, I think that I get a lot of my sense of humor from my mom.
Okay.
And she doesn't... I don't know. I think I do from my mom. She's very sensitive. She's very kind-hearted.
Yeah.
She, like, shows up for people. So, I hope I'm that way. I want to be that way.
I'd say so.
And my dad... I'm very much like my dad in terms of... We both have analysis paralysis. So my dad will research, say they need a new vacuum. He will research it for 6 months to a year before getting a new vacuum.
That's you.
And that is very much how I am. My mom is like, we need a vacuum. Goes to Target, buys a vacuum. I am not like that at all. I am like, every dollar that we spend has to be on like the best of the best thing. And that is my dad as well. And my dad's very like financially savvy. So is my mom, but my dad just does that for the family. So in that sense, I'm like my dad as well.
Here's the thing. I know that you're saying that about your dad, and I believe that to be true because he is. But he also pulls the trigger on large purchases very quickly.
Yeah, like cars.
So just as like financially savvy as he is, he's also impulsive.
Yeah, he is very impulsive.
And very because impulsive. I can relate to that because I do that too. But
he's impulsive, but also has analysis paralysis real bad.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because I'll tell him like, I mean, I was browsing for like the best diapers for our child, which is like not that big of a deal. You can buy a pack at the corner store, you know. But I'm like, I want the very best ones that don't leak and fit well. And he's just like, I would be the exact same way.
I get it. And I'm thankful that you do the research because you researched all the baby stuff that we have. For me, I like my looking into things. I buy most of the things on Amazon. I am funding the corporate monster, but I look for the things that's the best, that has the most ratings with the best rating. And then I'll read to see what people said about it. I'm like, all right, sold. That's all it takes for me.
It doesn't take you much at all.
No. For you, you're like, all right, I'm going to cross-reference this with.
We need both.
Yeah, we do. For sure. It's a good blend.
Yep. Which of your siblings are you most like?
Evan.
Kevin, for sure.
My younger brother, Evan. We grew up watching stand-up together. Well, he wasn't allowed to, but he'd be hanging out with me.
He's 5 years younger, right?
Yeah. So we'd be watching some very adult humor.
He's great.
And I wasn't supposed to be watching it either. You know, I'm 13, 14 years old. Evan's, nine. Yeah, we'd have Comic View on Channel 33 for those in Delaware. And then on the Recall, we'd have, like, cartoons. So we'd be listening to a very adult conversation between a man talking about, you know, this is how it is in the club.
Yep.
And then on the we'd have SpongeBob on, and if my parents were to walk down, we'd be pretend that we're asleep, just put it back on cartoons real quick, then leave. We go back, and that's the thing about drugs. I was like, oh my goodness. So we have a very similar sense of humor.
Yes, you do. And you guys just, your banter back and forth goes on for hours.
Oh yeah, Evan's hilarious.
And we're all just like giggling with you, but really not quite sure what exactly y'all are talking about. It's really funny.
Hey, Evan is hilarious.
As your wife, it's kind of eerie that you guys are so similar because even your mannerisms are the same.
Well, all three, I mean, all of us have, I mean, you said that our hands look the same.
Your hands look the same.
But we all came from the same two people, so.
Yeah, you have your dad's feet. Evan doesn't, and I are just Tiffany.
Guys, can we admit that is a creepy thing? That's just a weird thing. Jen, two nights ago, before we're going to sleep, Jen's like, got your dad's toes. And that's weird.
You do have his toes. Your nail beds are the same as his.
And that's weird for me. I don't want to be thinking about my dad's feet as I'm going to sleep with my wife.
Okay.
Do you know?
I don't think of it like that, though.
What if, you know, I got my hand on your face. We're going to sleep and things are, you know, getting a little kissy goo goo. I said, you really do have your dad's lips.
Ew. Okay, that is totally different.
It's the same. No, it's the same. You sure do got your mom's nose. Your mom's nose. That's weird.
I don't, first of all. But
you were touching my feet with your feet and said, you really do got your dad. Yeah, that's too much.
Who do you look like? That's what I want to know. Your mom.
Yeah, I think so.
Y'all all look very much like your mom.
Yeah.
Especially Tiffany. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany, my sister's in the Air National Guard. She's in boot. We need to write her a letter. I think
we get into that lane.
Okay, thank you. We need to write her a letter. We need to do that today.
You've been saying that every day for the last week.
Yeah, and I need you to help me execute.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't think I look like either of my parents.
No. You don't look like your siblings, neither.
No. We all have our own individual look.
Jeff does look like your dad.
And you said in that photo of Jason that my dad sent us in the mail that he looked like a young... My dad looked like when
yeah,
he was younger.
Yeah, when he was
like
younger.
Jason.
Yeah.
Which I did see that. I can see that. And my mom and I do have the same eyes. We're the only two with the brown eyes. The boys got the blue and the green.
True.
Somehow. But I'm definitely most like my brother, Jason.
Like, yeah.
personality wise and stuff. Like, we have the same sense of humor.
Yeah, if you've listened to the previous episode, I don't know the order I'm going to release these, but the beached whale episode, you can hear Jen and her brother talking, and they've got a similar their banter yes. is like me and Evan's banter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's funny.
It's like our own little language.
Yeah. I never thought about that until just now. My relationship with Evan is your relationship
with Jason.
Just a few more years from me. He's 7 years older than you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Am I supposed to go left here?
Years at the light.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 7 years older than me, which is quite a gap.
Yeah.
And we've become close, like, as we've gotten older, for sure.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like Evan was a little kid to me. Like, in my mind, Evan mm-hmm. was always 9.
And then that gap just kind of closes.
Yeah. Then he became 21. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
We're out here like buying
the same
wine.
Life stage now,
yeah.
With the kid on the way, and they have 2 kids, and my sister-in-law is amazing, and
yeah.
But my brother, yeah, we are very similar.
I like Jason a lot.
And everything.
I like Jason a lot.
Yeah, he's great.
I had you listen to a voicemail that he sent me, the year that we met. We're talking together, didn't I?
I think so.
I think I saved it. He's like, "Hey, bud, it's aww. Jay. Call me back. All right."
He's the best.
Later.
I call him Jay.
Yeah.
Forever and always Jay. Never call him Jason. It's weird to even say.
Jason.
He calls me... What does he call? Jeff calls me Skinnered, which makes no sense.
Yeah. I don't know what he calls you. I'm trying to think. I can't think of it.
I don't know. They call me Skinnered and... something else.
I don't know. All right, we're pulling up to Jen's glucose test. That was a good one. I know that it was early in the morning and you were tired and you're hungry, but you did great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And now I gotta wait 3 more hours to eat.
Is it this turn here?
Yes.
Okay.
But it'll be okay.
Oh, boy.
Checking on our baby.
Yeah. All right, folks, that has been another episode of CarPod DM. I want to do some more questions on our way back, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We are pulling up to the place now. Throw up a prayer wherever you are for this cute little baby that Jen's cooking up. Man, I'm just super excited.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I'm trying to follow the thing.
No. Okay. We've gone the wrong way.
Okay. Well, now I know. And this was a part of my master plan. I just wanted to get you right here. Okay, I'm just going to... you get out.
Okay.
Now I'm going to park right... Okay, okay. Yep, okay.
Can we just go together? We're 5 minutes early.
Okay. Oh, shoot, now she's going to get that spot. All right, I'm going to reverse. Let me live my truth. I'm reversing into a spot. Jen, just let me live my truth.
Parking for what's it say?
Well, women's wellness, see? See? Look, reversed it. Put my thing down, flipped it, and reversed it. Is your different plan yet? All right, guys. Follow us on Instagram if you feel inclined. At Nate Loves Jen for me, and at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife. She never posts, but she's great. Any closing comments to the lady fasting and hungry?
The baby has hiccups.
Okay, and there you go. On that note, the baby has hiccups. Y'all be blessed. Give us a rating if you feel inclined. 5 stars, preferably. Love ya. Bye.